This is going to upset you. A lot. We're canceling Boneless Thursdays. But this is going to make you very happy. We have half-price Boneless Wednesdays. This means every Wednesday, our boneless wings at any size, plus celery or carrots with ranch or blue cheese, will be half-priced. What a roller coaster of a day. You've earned a nap. And half-price wings every Wednesday. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participation vary. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the time.
Well, hello everybody. My name is Pauline Myers, and I'd like to welcome you to Coach on Fire Radio. Let's start the week off sexy. I'm going to hand you over to the founder of Coach on Fire, Michael Brooks, to interview me. Thank you.
Well, hello, Pauline, and it's an honor to be with you on this first pre-premiere edition of your show on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And why don't you give us the title of this exciting show one more time, and then we're going to have some fun. And one of the things I love to do with the Coach on Fire host is I get to interview them myself, so we can find out a little bit of more about them and what they do. And then we're going to talk about your exciting show coming up in January. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to go, you know, fast and furious here and a little quick. And so stay tuned for a fun ride. And Pauline, the name of your show that's going to be premiering in January again is what? So everyone can get down your show name.
The name of the show is called Intimacy Whisperer. Start your week off sexy.
Very, very cool. And that's quite intriguing. And I want to get into that here in a little bit. But first, let's tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got into, you know, helping people with sexual issues and becoming the therapist that you are down there in Brisbane, Australia.
Okay, yeah. So I work as an intimacy and sex coach and educator, and I've been doing this for about 6 years. And probably in about 2008, I was doing my own self-discovery journey around sexuality and doing some spiritual sexuality courses, and had a really huge awakening and had an awareness that I was a sexual healer, but I didn't really know what that meant, so I passed it. And eventually I started doing lots of different trainings and developments, and I did my NLP training, which is NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And from that, I was looking at what my niche was going to be, and I was with my girlfriend going through a process, and basically every time I opened my mouth, she just told me it was boring. And suddenly out of my mouth came the word sex and sexuality, and she said, "That's it, you know more about sex than anybody I know." So with that rolling around my brain and me trying to process that, I thought, well, I'll give it a go and apply the principles of being an NLP coach to the, what's going on for people in their intimate and sexual lives, and get below the surface and work out where they're at, what they need to get them to where they require to be, and create the processes and steps for that. So that's how it really started. And then I wanted more information and went and studied Tantra and became certified in that, and then ultimately worked as a trained as a sexological body worker, which sort of really fitted the whole picture where I'm looking at mind, body and spirit in the totality of everybody, what's going on for them in their intimate and sexual lives. So I sort of work on lots of different levels. That's how I got started.
Okay. And before you got the formal training in it, as you said, that your friends said that you know more about sex than anyone they know, where did that knowledge come from?
Oh, well, probably from what I was already experiencing in my life, the journey that I've already been on over the last few years, and just the expansion that I have had in my own sexuality. I think that's probably where that all came from, and a lot of the teachings that I had learned in different courses and just applying them in my life, I guess, is probably what she meant from that. And, yeah, so I guess that's where I sort of was drawing on my own personal knowledge and my own personal development in that field.
Okay, cool. And your show is going to be called The Intimacy Whisperer. It's sure to be a little bit controversial, but sexy and provocative and intriguing. And what can we expect in the coming weeks with The Intimacy Whisperer radio show and the Coach on Fire radio network? I know I'm certainly intrigued and fascinated for listening to your first show. But we don't need to talk about what's going to be on that show. We're going to announce that soon on the Coach on Fire radio network. So, everyone, stay tuned for details on Pauline Ryland's first Intimacy Whisperer radio show. It's going to be a fun ride. But what's your vision for the show in the coming weeks, and what can we expect, Pauline?
Well, I think my vision is that no subject to do with intimacy, sex, and relationships is off topic. And so I'd like to engage in lots of different areas of that. And I have a huge list of people that I've already put together that I'd like to interview that are working in the field of sex and intimacy and relationships, and perhaps doing things a little bit different to me and touching on areas that I don't particularly work with. And I really want to look at talking about, you know, sex as the as we age, the disconnection we have with sex, the influence of porn on sex, how we can get more to ourselves, how we can get more out of our sexual pleasure, how we can work with our sexual energy, how we can get more out of our arousal system from friction-based stimulation. So it's quite wide and varied what I want to cover, what I'd like to cover. I'd like to mix it up with some interviews. I'd like to mix it up with some actual teaching. And I guess, you know, it will also depend on the input that I get from the viewers as to what direction it can take as well.
Very, very cool. And let's talk a little bit, and let's see if we can give our listening audience today some tips on how maybe they can improve their sex life. Let's start first, I think, with what's the number one major issue that people come to you with regarding their sexual health and sexual intimacy? What's the number one problem you run into?
Probably the biggest one I work with is libido. Working with women that have just lost the desire altogether, women that have gone through or going through menopause that have lost the desire, women that are not experiencing or haven't experienced orgasm, so there's that side of the libido. And then, of course, men that have all their specific challenges around erectile function, so, you know, not being able to get or maintain an erection or having premature ejaculation, or post-prostate surgeries and radiations and things like that. So that's probably the biggest thing I work with is libido. And that's an area that I'm pretty passionate about, turning people on and getting more out of their sexual pleasure. So that would be sort of one of the biggest areas that I work with, plus a whole lot of other things as well.
Okay. And if for women, you could give them one tip that they could take away and use tonight or later in the week on increasing their libido, what would that be?
Well, it's a bit of a process, really, rather than one tip, because I find that one of the main things for men and women is that they're not connected to themselves. And it's about really learning to become connected within their body and getting out of their head. And that comes from lots of different reasons, you know, lack of self-worth and there's just a myriad of reasons why that disconnection happens, and it's because of the society that we're in. So it's really about retraining how to connect. So probably the easiest and simplest thing to kick that off would be put your hand on your belly, just below your belly button, and take deep breaths and breathe into that space. And, you know, in martial arts, it's known as your hara or your ki, or in other teachings, it's your one point. So really by putting your hand on that target belly and breathing, it really grounds you and connects. The first thing that I would get people doing, that's a simpler version. I do a deeper version when I'm coaching, but that's a simple version and a simple way of getting started.
Okay. And for men, and I assume that's a process too, but what would be one tip you could give men on sexual potency, or something that they could do naturally, or something they could take away from this conversation today that would help them out?
About being connected, so that's the first thing, and not and it's about learning, because, you know, when we're engaging in sex, 9 times out of 10, we're in our head and we're going for outcome, bigger goal, better goal, want to tick all the different boxes, and that's when our head gets in the way. And so it's really about learning to get into the body and connect to the body more, and working with the sexual energy and allow the sexual energy to dictate you. So it's sort of a to that point. So again, for men, I'd say, you know, let go of all the demands and the viewpoints and the judgments and expectations that you have on yourself, that you have on your partner, and just get into your head, get into your body rather, and learn to breathe and connect into yourself. And every time you find you're up in your head going, oh, this isn't working, or that's not happening, or maybe I need to do that, is to go, oh, I'm in my head, not my body, and come back to your body. And that's
Are you still there, Pauline?
Yeah, I am. It just went quiet.
Okay.
Sure.
I think we lost you there for about 20 seconds. So can you repeat that answer specifically? In fact, start from the beginning and let's repeat that answer on men and sexual potency and something that they can take away today to help them with those issues.
So again, for men, quite often they're, you know, probably a little bit more outcome-driven than the women perhaps are. And so that means, you know, they've got their checklist. You know, oh, I've got to make sure I do X, Y, and Z. Oh, I want her to have an orgasm or two or three, and then it's my turn to do this. And they've got this whole series of checklists going on in their head. And that gets in the way. So, again, it's about learning to let go of what's in your head space and come back to the body and breathing and connecting with your body, and letting go of outcome and expectation. So in a thing that they could do in their own self-pleasuring is to really focus on their body and the feelings and sensations and get into feeling more rather than being in their head space. And so that's a process that takes time and practice, but that would be one of my biggest tips to do that.
Oh. Okay, very cool. And do you work with couples or generally individuals when you're working on your private therapy practice? Do you work with couples or individuals? You specialize in men or women? And then I want to know where people can find you and possibly work with you.
Sure. I work with a mixture, actually. I work with a lot of single people that come to me with their own individual problems. I work with people that are in a relationship, but they might come on their own to work on their specific things that they feel that they need to work on. And then I also work with couples about how to reconnect more and teaching them how that they can get more out of their sexual experiences together. So it really is a mixture. I can't say I work with more women than more men. It really is a mixture. Initially when I started, I thought I was just working with women, but that's not how it turned out. So, yeah, it's really very much a mixture of people that I work with all different sorts of problems. It's not just libido. There's lots of other things that I work with within that field.
Okay, and how can people, if they would like to work with you, how can they find you, Pauline? And do you have a website and free information and things of that sort? So let's talk a little bit about where people can find you and learn more about sexual intimacy and health and perhaps even work with you.
Yeah, sure. So my website is www.paulinereiland.com, and Ryland is spelled R-Y-E-L-A-N-D. I also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/intimacywhisperer, so they can connect on there and see what's going on. And people can send inquiries through my website. And initially, I'm happy to have, you know, a 15-minute free conversation with people to find out what's going on in their world that's not working for them, or what challenges that they're having, and then look at what's required from there to see if that where I'm at to actually do some ongoing coaching with on a one-on-one basis.
Okay, awesome. And if you could give, say, 3 tips to couples on how they might be able to reconnect intimately and romantically, what would those 3 tips be?
Okay. So I think the biggest thing is communication. You know, without great communication, we don't build intimacy, and without great intimacy, we're not going to be having great sex. So this is the biggest key, is communication. And we quite often in relationships, we just take things for granted. We take the other person for granted, and we don't stop and acknowledge each other or for the things that we're doing and the contribution that the other person is making in your life. So I think that is certainly number one, is communication and acknowledgement of the things that they do. So thanking them, but when they do something, then tell them that you appreciate it instead of just taking it for granted. And I think that's something that really couples suffer from. So that would be the biggest thing, is to communicate. And to communicate clearly. You know, if you've got a problem with something that your partner's doing, when you go into conversation with them and come from the space of when you do this, blah, 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 what usually happens is the person just shuts down because they're being, it's like an attack. So it really got to bring things back to yourself. You know, when this happens, it makes me feel. And learning a way of communicating that brings it back to you, so it doesn't make it so hard on the person hearing that information. That would be the number one tip. The other one would be to create that time when you actually can sit together and just be in stillness, in silence with each other, and create non-communicative connection. So I call that the eye gaze, where you sit with each other, left eye to left eye, which is looking into the windows of the soul. And just sitting in silence in that space, what that does is it really takes you into a very deep place of intimacy and connection. And it sounds like a bit of a weird thing to do and a bit silly, but it actually can save relationships, because what happens in that process is you're actually peeling off your mask. And you're really seeing each other. And so vulnerability can come up and all sorts of things can come up, but it's a really beautiful way of building the intimacy. And then for the romantic side, is actually get romantic. You know, when was the last time you made a special effort for your night of lovemaking? You know, it might be just you get in the bed and go, oh, well, we're in bed, let's do it. Well, that's not very romantic. So maybe taking some time out and planning an evening, whether it's a date night, but planning an evening that actually can potentially lead to that, but also letting go of the attachment of the outcome and putting the romance back in instead of just doing the day-to-day usual things. And so sometimes that means you have to plan it and create the space for it as well in our busy lives that we live. So, yeah, they would be my 3 hot tips.
Okay, those are awesome tips. Great, great, great. And we are talking to Pauline Ryland, the new host on the Coach on Fire radio network. Her show, The Intimacy Whisperer, will be premiering sometime in the first 2 weeks in January. Stay tuned to details on that, or for details on that. You can find out about Pauline, her show, and all of our Coach on Fire radio hosts at facebook.com/CoachOnFireRadio. So, looking forward to your first show, Pauline. But now this is a fun section of our little promo show here, where I get to ask you some fun and interesting and surprising questions that you don't know
sure.
are coming. And and I get to do this with all the hosts. It's one of my favorite things to do, just so our audience can get to know you as a person a little bit better.
Yeah.
So
sure.
if you're willing, why don't we start and go from there. And I guess my first question is, I know recently you started a new passion, for lack of a better word, and it's something coming in, you know, that you wanted to do for a long time and decided, you know, at age 50-plus to go ahead and give it a shot. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure thing. You've been stalking me on Facebook. yeah, I've always loved working out of the gym and training, and I've been doing it on and off since my mid-30s. And the last 2 years, I've really sort of stepped it up a fair bit. And probably the biggest problem hindering me was energy levels, having been through menopause. And so this year I started working with a naturopath to sort out and rebalance the hormones, and just got this new burst of energy, and started being directed to look at competing. And this is something that came to me in my late in my 40s, and I just was not really even something that I wanted to consider. And so that's been sitting there all year, and I worked with my PT trainer, and I kept talking to her about it and asking questions, and then we sat down and asked more questions, and then I went, you know what, I want to go and do this, or at least go and talk to somebody that can actually train me. So, yeah, I am currently in pre-comp preparation, training to be up on the stage in mid end of April, and in a local competition up in northern Queensland, and then in May in Brisbane I'll be competing in the IMBA Classic in Open Masters in at this stage of fitness. So yes, my fitness has taken a whole level and consumed me completely. I have to count and watch every bit of food that goes into my mouth, train 6 days a week, 2 hours every morning. And I absolutely, absolutely love it.
Oh, absolutely awesome, Pauline. That is very, very cool and exciting.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the progress you're seeing in all of that training. Is it pretty cool to watch the transformation? Or?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like, I started on the 25th of September, and so I just did my stats this morning from my trainer. And I've, like, lost 8 centimetres off my waist, and I've lost probably about, off the top of my head, around 5 kilos and about 7% body fat. So definitely shrinking, definitely bulking up. The plan initially is to get me to lose weight and build my legs, back and shoulders, and they're definitely getting definition in them. So, yeah, I can really see the transformation. It blows me away. And he just sort of says, wait for the next 3 months. So, yeah. Watch his face. <Pretty fun. laughs>
Very, very cool. All right, let's move on a little bit and get to know you a little bit better. Do you have a celebrity crush, Pauline? Someone that people don't know about? A celebrity crush. Is there one guy or girl or whatever that you just think is awesome?
Oh, okay. Good question. Not sure on that. Not really sort of
okay.
that much,
okay.
but, you know, somebody that I do admire, that inspires, would probably be Oprah Winfrey. I just think she's someone that I've studied a lot in my early years when I was studying my NLP. And just the way she, you know, keeps rising up and the determination and the direction of success that she has been pretty amazing. And, yeah, I think she contributes a lot back into society, and I guess that's something that I do on a very small scale. However, you know, that's definitely something that I want to do more, is to, you know, obviously with the work that I do, bring about more awareness and more awakening to people and making a difference in people's lives. So I guess off the top of my head, that would be somebody else. So crush might not be quite the right word, but yeah, that I admire.
Okay. And if what is one book, either in your field or outside of your field, that you've read in the last 6 months that you absolutely loved and would recommend to other people?
Okay, well, here's where I have a confession. I've been anti-reading for a really long time, which is so bizarre. I'm not sure what that was about. And so I did a lot of audio instead of reading. However, that's just changed recently, and I've just picked up a book from Simone Melissus, who is a facilitator in Access Consciousness, and her book's called How to Get Out of Debt Joyfully. And I've actually started reading that in the last few weeks, and I'm really loving it. And I do a little bit of Access Consciousness myself, so it really reads easily, and it's a great book, and I have worked with their tools around money and have had quite a lot of shifts. So that would be one book that I would recommend that I'm currently reading. And in terms of book in the area and my field, I would highly recommend a book, well, I haven't read it for a while, but I'd highly recommend The Spiritual Teachings of the Kadoshka by Amara Charles, who is an American woman. And that was really where my journey of sexuality and my place that I came from opening came from the teachings of the Kadoshka.
Okay. Very, very cool. That sounds like a great book. And do you, let me ask this question first. What's one thing that most people don't know about you? Is there one thing that you don't tell anyone that that most people don't know about you that people would find interesting?
Oh, I'm pretty open book. I don't know.
Okay.
So, I mean, unless it's the stuff that I've done years and years ago that, you know, it's not something I really talk about. You know, I was a Tai Chi instructor in my early 30s, so that's not something that I really talk about anymore. But I don't think I've got any deep dark secrets that I haven't divulged as yet.
Okay. And let's get in one more time, and then I've got one final fun question for you. Get in one more time your website and how people can work with you and where they can find out more information about sexual intimacy and sexual health. And as I said, you are a brand new host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and the Intimacy Whisperer will premiere in probably the second week of January. Stay tuned to details on that on the Coach on Fire Radio Network website, and you can find out about Pauline and all of our other hosts and listen to the replay of this show at facebook.com/ Coach on Fire Radio. And now, Pauline, your website and how people can work with you again.
Yeah, sure. So my website is www.paulinerieland.com, and Ryland is spelled R-Y-E-L-A-N-D. You can't get the spelling right, just Google Intimacy Whisperer and I will come up anyway. And my Facebook business page is Facebook.com/ Intimacy Whisperer. If you're wanting to get in touch with me, probably the best way if you're overseas is to come by my website. There's a contact section there, and you can let me know what's going on for you, and we can organise the time to talk on Skype to see what is going on in a bit more detail, and then from there work out if we're a match to do some ongoing coaching. If you're in Australia, you can ring me on my business number, which is 0411-701-594.
Okay. Very, very cool. And my final question on this Getting to Know You episode and pre-premiere of the Intimacy Whisperer. My final question, Pauline, is, now I know your diet must be fairly strict with all the bodybuilding and training that you're doing.
Yeah.
But do you have a favorite guilty indulgence from a food standpoint?
Oh, yes. You know, gosh, so many. For me, it's really, especially right now, because I get one cheat meal a week, so I really plan where I'm going to go to have that cheat meal. And for me, it's got to be something that is healthy, still healthy, but indulgent, and something that when you eat it, it makes you, your body sing. So that can vary week to week, depending on what I feel like or what restaurant I want to sit. I mean, I do love chocolate, but I'm dairy-free, so, and I don't do sugar, so that does limit it, but there's still great dairy-free and sugar-free chocolate around. But probably the most recent meal that I had was I'm missing eating poached eggs. Simple as that sounds, and I went out for breakfast last weekend and had the most amazing meal of poached eggs and chia bread and, you know, homemade white bean puree and tomatoes, sort of salt and char grills and really avocado, and I was just in absolute heaven with every single mouthful. And then I had this beautiful big like an acacia fruit bowl with dragon fruit and fruit, different fruits and coconut, and that was just totally orgasmic eating, and for me that's what an indulgence with food should be.
Very, very cool. And I think that's going to about do it in this quick pre-premiere episode of the Intimacy Whisperer. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you, Pauline. I know
you
said it's
going
to take off like a rocket because so many people need your message and your help. And I'm thankful and excited and quite frankly intrigued that you're going to be bringing your message to a global audience on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. So thank you for your show. Thank you for appearing with me today. It has been great. And I'm going to turn it back to you so you can just kind of end the show. And we will look forward to your show the second week in January, The Intimacy Whisperer, on the Coach on Fire Radio Network with our awesome new host, Pauline Ryland. So take it away, Pauline, and let's wrap the show.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to create this program for me, to get the message out there and talk openly about sex and intimacy and relationships, because it's not something that's being talked about openly, and I think it's time we're moving into the right area to bring this more awareness. The more awareness we can have, the better our intimate life can be. So I really look forward to what I can bring to the program. So thanks very much for the opportunity and for having a fun chat with me today. And let's just hope now I press the right buttons to end the call.
Okay. Be great, everyone.
Bye.